Welcome back to the Weekender on Y95. I'm Kevin Northup. A dead whale washed up in Yarmouth County last Monday. It was discovered at Wedgeport Point. The Marine Animal Response Society says it was a 19-foot-long pilot whale. I got to speak with Tanya Wimmer of the Society for more details on this incident. So joined now by Tanya Wimmer with the Marine Animal Response Society. Tanya, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we had a report of an animal, a marine animal, washing up in Wedgeport, and that's what we're talking about this afternoon. So tell us, I guess, kind of in a nutshell, when you got that report and sort of where that happened.
Yeah, so we got a report from citizens who, I think someone had posted a picture on Facebook of a gentleman who was standing next to this dead whale down by Lower Wedgeport along the nature trail. And so from there, we were basically trying to get information on, okay, is it still there? Is this an accurate report? And really quickly, we were able to actually touch base with a lot of people local in the community to confirm, yes, it's there. It was very fresh. And it was literally just sort of sitting right there on the beach. From there, that was when we sort of put our people into action, trying to figure out if we can get folks down there, see if we could, you know, try to do what we call a necropsy, figure out what happened to it. And it became a little bit of a challenge because, of course, it's very cold out and our team's a bit of a distance away and we have to deal with Mother Nature and weather, too.
And do you know exactly where that whale had washed up? Was it around Wedgeport Point area?
Yes, I believe so. It was sort of right along the nature trail, just sort of at the end of the road. So it was a very, I mean, that was the thing. We had a lot of people who were going down to try to look at and see this animal because it was extremely accessible. So that was also part of this, was to make sure, you know, lovely that people want to go see it. We do want to make sure people obviously are treating, whether it's a live animal or a dead animal, very respectfully. But we also want to make sure people are safe, and because it was up on, you know, wet rocks.
And this whale, how rare is this for this type of whale? Do you know, first of all, know what type of whale it is, and how rare is it for one to wash up, I guess, this time of year here?
Yeah, so this guy is what we call a longfin pilot whale. It's a male. He's just under about 19, 20 feet long, so not quite full grown. They get to be quite big, but pretty close. We actually get pilot whales around Nova Scotia and the Maritimes quite often, sort of from spring through fall especially. Really up around Cape Breton, but we do get some stragglers throughout sort of the later part of the year, and they are one of our more common species to strand, but not usually necessarily in the winter. So the location's a bit odd for them to sort of be around that Bay of Fundy lower tip of Southwest Nova, and then at this time of year to have one that washed up dead is a bit strange. It's not completely unusual, but it's definitely not a very common occurrence.
Right. And is it known, obviously you're going to do the test there, but any ideas on what may have happened with this whale?
No, I mean, and that's a bit of, with any of these animals for the most part, it's usually a bit of a mystery until we can really get a good look at it. And so, I mean, these animals, pilot whales are known to do what we call mass strand. We've definitely had that down in that area before, where there's a bunch of whales that come ashore. This doesn't appear to be that kind of a case. The animal's a little bit thin, but until we can really have a look at it, we won't know. And we were very fortunate to, you know, work with the folks that do the maintenance on the trail, and also with, I think it's Rhino's Towing, to be able to actually pick the whale up, and they delivered it to the Agricultural College in Truro for us very kindly. It's not what they do either, but they're kindly providing us some outdoor space so we can do that very important necropsy.
Oh, wonderful. So Rhino's Towing was involved, and they towed the whale to Wedgeport, or to Truro, sorry. That was held, was it the other day? How long ago was that?
They did it this morning. So they were able to get the whale up on their truck and brought it to the Agricultural College and got there some point this afternoon. And for them, I know when I was talking to the owner, who's very accommodating when you know, not everyone reacts. Well, you know, you never have people going to react with a very bizarre request, like, could you pick up a whale for us? But they were extremely accommodating, but I know it was a first for them. So it was quite interesting all around.
Definitely. Very, very interesting. Tanya, anything else that, you know, that we should know if somebody comes along, an animal in distress or a dead whale, like in this case, what are kind of the first steps you'd like to see from somebody there?
The first thing especially is, you know, we always ask people to keep our toll-free hotline nearby, which is 1-866-567-6277. Have that handy just in your pocket, just in case, or in your phone. And then the big thing really is getting, you know, being able to snap a few photographs of what you're looking at. And again, whether it's a live animal that's in trouble, you know, anything sort of big that's on the beaches that really probably shouldn't be, or if it's something that you found that's dead. the other key thing to remember is keep your distance. You know, these animals do carry diseases. We also want to treat them respectfully. So, you know, keeping your distance, but, you know, being able to get a few photos, have a good look, that's always, you know, fine. But we do ask for that phone call, and especially to be able to share images.
Definitely. Don't touch it kind of thing. Just kind of keep your distance. That's the best way to do it.
Absolutely. Yep.
Exactly. Tanya, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that, you know, we should know about this particular incident? And are you finding there are more and more of these kind of incidents popping up this time of year? Or does this happen normally during the warmer weather?
Well, I mean, usually, I mean, for us around the Maritimes, like a lot of the whale species and also some others, you know, sharks and turtles and whatnot, are usually here from spring sort of through fall. They are starting to, you know, go tick more into what we consider normal winter months. But it is, you know, things are warming up and the things are shifting. And so we are seeing a bit of adjustment in terms of when animals are stranding, where they're stranding. And that's part of the really important research that we do, is to keep track of all of those incidents and try to see if there's anything new or changing that we all should be really aware of and probably concerned with.
Tanya Wimmer from the Marine Animal Response Society, thank you very, very much for your time, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
That was Tanya Wimmer of the Marine Animal Response Society talking about a washed-up dead whale on the beaches of Wedgeport. Shifting now to hockey, where the Valley High School Hockey League hosting its boys' all-star game in Yarmouth tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Parambaugh Sharks are hosting it, and I got to speak with head coach Julien Boudreau earlier this week about the event. So joined now by Julien Boudreau, the head coach of the Parambaugh Sharks, who are hosting the Valley High School Hockey League Boys All-Star Game coming up on Sunday. Julien, thanks for the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks.
I know you're doing great. After a very successful month of December where you were able to lift the Timber Cup for the first time, I want to ask you about that and how that felt to win that tournament here at Mariner Center.
We've been chasing that trophy for a long time, so it felt really good to come together and put a good tournament together, and finally, like you said, bring our first Timber Cup home. So it was awesome, and the crowd at Mariner Center was awesome behind us. So the whole experience was great, and the boys loved it, and yeah, it was awesome.
And you got to play Yarmouth in the final too. So how cool was it to have two teams, local teams, able to battle for the Timber Cup?
If our rivalry wasn't ignited before, it definitely was after. So it was awesome. I mean, all the kids know each other on and off the ice, coaching staff. I mean, me and Jake start talking in September about hockey. We help each other out. So it was awesome to have somebody from Yarmouth to win it either way. So, yeah, it was great.
Well, it was a great tournament. Got to be a part of that as well, and it was fantastic. And I know the regular season has continued on for you guys. And now we've got a very a cool event coming here on Sunday to Mariner Center. So the game time is at 4 o'clock. It's the Valley High School Hockey League Boys All-Star Game. So, Julien, can you tell us a bit about how this works and what's going to be happening on Sunday?
Yep. So the way it works, every team, like we have 13 teams in our league, so every team will send three players. Two forwards, one defense, and the league is divided into an East and West conference. So the East will play West, of course, and the top three teams from each side will send one goalie that'll play a period each. And yeah, so it's just to showcase the best players in our league, and right at home is going to be great for our fans.
And I see that you and Jake McClay of Yarmouth are going to be behind the bench for the West team.
Yep. It's a fun experience. I've been lucky enough to coach an all-star team before, and everything you tell your players not to do in a regular season game, it's kind of encouraged to do in an all-star game. So instead of just playing a team system of get pucks deep and go get it, it's okay, now you can do that toe drag I've been telling you not to do before. Or instead of missing a wide open net or passing it off, maybe try for that short side corner or something like that. So it's a totally different game, but it's an awesome experience. The kids love it, and that's what it's all about, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the team dynamics kind of go out the window with all-star games. We see it at every level, so if they want to try something individual, something that's going to look cool in a highlight reel, then you've got the green flag from Coach Boudreau, right?
Exactly. But there are some amazing goals that are scored, some tic-tac-toe plays that are awesome, and it's cool to see because most of these guys have never talked to each other before, then they get on the ice, and within no time, just because of the skill level and their hockey IQs, that within no time they start gelling, and it's a great game to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So players from your team that are going, I know the goaltender, Miguel Surrett, he's going to be there?
Miguel will be there, yep. Our captain, Carson, will be there. Our leading scorer, Blake Newell, will be there. And representing our defense is Seamus Dontremont.
Perfect. So I know they're all probably pretty excited to do this. So, again, 4 o'clock at Mariners Center. So it's going to be the two teams, from one from the West, one from the East, that are going to be battling it out for the Valley High School Hockey League All-Star Game title. So what else do we need to know about the event?
Free admission. So there's come on out and enjoy some great hospitality at the canteen and watch a great game of hockey for free. So, yeah, and like I said, it's awesome high-level competition, and see what our league has to offer.
Yeah, it's a great league, and you know, I tell anyone that that will listen to really go out and watch and support high school hockey here, because it's great, and the crowds are really back too, from what I've noticed in the games that you know, I've been involved with you guys and Yarmouth. The crowds seem to be really coming back this year, right?
Oh yeah, the rookies. That's the first thing they notice after our first home game. Holy, the crowds that come out to watch high school hockey, not just our team, but all the teams. You know what I mean? So it's a different culture than minor hockey. You're playing for your school, so more your colleagues from class come out to watch, and teachers and parents and everybody else, they all come out. So it's been great crowds all year. So. Yeah,
certainly. And for you, as coach of Parambah, I know you've got another tournament that you're preparing for very soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go to the Art Lightfoot tournament in Kentville. And we're actually the 2-time defending champs of that tournament, because they haven't had a tournament for the last 2 years. It's usually after Christmas. The first time we're playing after Christmas for the long time due to COVID. So we have to go defend our title from 2019. At our Dorrington, our Lightfoot, if I can say it. Yeah.
Well, all different players probably from 2019, right?
There's nobody returned to that tournament who's raised that banner. Yeah. Yeah.
So defending a title that the school won. Well, put it that way. It's
exactly,
the school's title.
Yeah.
Very
and
good.
And after that, we have regionals that'll be actually in Barrington, which is close. So anybody who wants to go watch that, it'll be the last weekend in February. And if all goes to plan, hopefully we'll be going to Port Hawkesbury, or to Lewisdale, I guess, to play for a provincial banner.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, best of luck to you, certainly, and have fun behind the bench this weekend. And I know you've got a couple of games before that, too, so hope you have a great weekend of hockey. And again, Valley High School Hockey League Boys All-Star Game is coming up on Sunday, 4 p.m. at Mariner Center. Free admission. Free admission.
Free admission.
We love that. We love that. Great stuff. Julianne, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and have a great rest of the season.
Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate the publicity. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
And that's our program for today. Thanks for listening. For story suggestions or to submit feedback, email news.cjls@radioabl.ca or call our newsline at 902-749-1919. To listen to archived versions of our program, visit us online at cjls.com and click on The Weekender. The Weekender is a production of the Y95 Newsroom and is brought to you by Aris Yarmouth, your one-stop healthy home center.